أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طه، ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى. تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى. الرحمن على العرش استوى. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى. وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى. الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم امكثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى. فلما آتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع عليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى. وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى. إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى. فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى.
سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وتابعينا الذين أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم اجعلني نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمني وسددني. اللهم ألهمني وسددني. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعوذ بك من شر نفسي. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعوذ بك من شر نفسي. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعوذ بك من شر نفسي. اللهم نور العلم وبهاء العلم وفهم العلم والعمل بما نعلم وتبليغ رسالتك يا رب العالمين، وعلى سنة حبيبك المصطفى وأفضل رضي عنا، وتقبل منا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أما بعد، اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة تملأ خزائن الله نورا، وتكون لنا وللمؤمنين فرجا وفرحا وسرورا، وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كبيرا. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها، وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى بعدد من صلى وقام، وبعدد ما صلت عليه الأنام، وبعدد ما صلت عليه الإنس والجان، وبعدد ما صلت عليه الملك الرحمن، وبعدد ما صليت عليه يا الله في الأولين والآخرين وفي الأفق الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، لا Let me share something with you. Those who are sure of love, something here. Amina Sami was here. She spoke. Now, how many families in this locality? Approximately. Yeah. How many? At least 200-300. Okay? When we said locality, people belong to this measure. Now, how many people show up? How many? Maybe it was 7 girls, 7 women, maybe 5, 7 men. Give me percentage. Now, this is what I believe, because I wanted to know what is my message is. Sister Amina Salmi, she's mashallah, beautiful woman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be barakah in her and accept her. But with all respect to her and all the speaker I see in my life, they always have one thing in common. They don't come to you like you are ready or ready to do all the activity. That's why they say, we have to do brotherhood, we have to do sisterhood, we have to do this, we have to do that, we have to be active, we have to do this, we have to do this, we have to... Mashallah, beautiful world. Where is the audience? This is what it hit me. I want to know, where is the audience? And is the audience is the one who is ready to do all this activity? And we ask people to learn and to buy books and learn. But even after you buy books and learn, do you have a teacher? Can you learn by yourself? Can you comprehend the books the way you like? I do not understand what happened to our woman. If you have no teacher in your life, if you have no role model in your life, if you have no somebody to teach you other than man, if you have nobody to lead you and make you understand what you're reading and the sequence of the knowledge, how we gain the knowledge? And if we do not have knowledge above, how I ask you to do? If I do not have the quality, I do not reach the level of knowledge, I do not have a role model, I do not have a teacher, I do not have an advisor, this is a disease in the ummah. All the messages running according to their desire is not running according to Allah and Rasul. Because I hardly see a masjid in the United States or Canada or even overseas. They said, okay, let's get a couple of learned people we respect and we address the issue and see according to Quran and Sunnah what their recommendation to us. According to Allah and Rasul. In the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I bear witness. I hardly see one. I hardly see one. Because actually, in my own life, and I visited already 80% of the United States and Canada, village, town, and town, in the last 14 years, I never see a meeting in any masjid where they said, command imam, command scholar, command learned person, sit with us in a meeting. This is what we're talking about, it. Give us your recommendation. No. And even if you sit with them, they want you to hear their recommendation and shake your hand, go get some donut or something, take a $10 or whatever, and go. By this way, they can continue what they're doing. Or they sell you or they buy you off, meaning you are in the bureau. And once you are in the bureau, and you have a check coming, meaning check equal, keep your mouth shut. We give you a check. If you do not act according to what we like, remember you are belong to us. Where is Allah in the picture? Allah is not there. Where is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is gone. Where is the Sunnah? Is not there. And this morning I'm working for who? I'm working for those who pay me. Where is my iman of those who pay me? Where is my yaqeen of those who give me the check? Where is my rely on Allah? No, my rely on those who give me the check. What about who I prostrate to and bow to? The people who give me the check. Who I listen to? I listen to the people who give me the check. Is me in the state of Islam? No. I'm in the state of major shirk. I'm in the state of major shirk. Partner and association with Allah. Which is all the sins will be forgiven except this one. How many people living like that? Plenty. The majority. Because they sell themselves so cheap. They sell themselves so cheap. And they do not want to hear it. And this one even, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our hafiz, the one coming from India and Pakistan. They come in, mashallah, and before you know it, they disappear. And again, the paycheck. And if they are standing up for the right, they say, excuse me, take yourself and go. Excuse me, no, I'm fine. Okay. By this way, we have a duty now. What is the duty? This is my message and this is what I believe. I'm not going to change it by the will of Allah, inshallah, until I die. Or unless the Ummah change. What is it? We have to go to the roots and build up the correct understanding of Islam. And even then you cannot do it. You have to clean up the dirt. You have to clean the garbage. Because right understanding of Islam will never come in the garbage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge of Allah will not be in the garbage can. We have to clean the garbage can. After you clean the garbage can, and you clean it and decorate it and perfume it, now the knowledge will come. And after that, you have another journey, the steadfast. And after the journey of steadfast, now the journey of sin and truthfulness, to have the zeal and love to sacrifice for Allah. Can I come now to the end of the journey until you start, let's go? I will be ready. Dumb, blind, have something wrong with my mind and my heart. Because I have to respect who my audience is. If I do not respect it, something wrong with me. And this one, those who are now surviving with us until this moment, if you look to Quran Mecca, it talks about this topic all the time. But even if I hear it, and I comprehend it, doesn't mean I have it. This is another thing. This one, it was inculcated over 13 years. Why? Allah knows this message will not be inculcated overnight. It takes time. First, you hear it. Second, you have a doubt. Third, you said maybe. Fourth, you said mashallah. Five, you said oh, something wrong with me. Six, maybe you hate yourself. Seven, you start willing to change. You see how many cycles? It doesn't come overnight. If I expected to talk to you and tomorrow you become Mary alayhi salam, Maryam, no, I would be crazy. It takes time. It takes struggle inside. According to the struggle inside and the sacrifice, the reality of what you hear is coming to you. Now, because inshallah, we're planning to do another camp by next week. Okay? As already finalized. Okay? Now, inshallah, we're going to postpone this classes until the beginning of September. When the beginning of September, Sister Thamira Qureshi will come to you. Now, and from this time until September, can I do something? I can give you a beautiful book, just for you. Read the rest of the Quran Mecca. Read the rest of the Quran Mecca. But when you read it, do exactly what I'm doing. Before you read, ask Allah to give you the light, the wisdom. And I will give you a challenge for you, to help you. I want you to, when you read it, write down the messages of every chapter. What you see as a message is straight to you coming from Allah. And write it down. And we share it with each other if we're still alive and we meet each other again. And I will show you something else. If you're honest and sincere, each person will pick up different messages. Every person will pick up different messages. What happens if you come and tell me I do not have any message? What it mean? In your mind, you cannot see. What happens if you pick up a message belong to somebody else? You are blind, you cannot see. If you're honest, you will read Quran, Quran will be revealing yourself to you. By this way, you will write many beautiful messages. At this time, who's giving you the message? Allah. Who's holding for you? Allah. Forget about Brother Ahmed. Brother Ahmed, any moment he can die. But I want you to learn how to read Quran. If you read Quran with the intention of guidance, and oh Allah, give me the messages, show me Allah. Allah will show you. Sister Thamina Quraysh told me to announce, whoever wants to join us in the camp, today is the last chance. If you want, come and talk to me. But please keep your word, if you can. Because I never worry about the number, I worry about the quality. And if you have a situation and you cannot make it, I will teach you something. If you do it, you will be aware all the time. If you have a situation and you cannot make it, and you see somebody do goodness, make dua for them. Connect your heart to Allah and make dua for them, you will be a partner with them. Anybody do goodness and you feel they have something, make dua for them. If you make dua for them, and you connect your heart to Allah and ask Allah to put barakah and acceptance, you will be a partner with them. Okay, inshallah? Now, I was planning to say something. I would say it in the beginning, I would say it in the end, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us barakah in our time. You remember when I stopped in Surah Al-Isra and I said, Surah Al-Isra and Isra and Mi'raj coming in a period of time was very difficult to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, anybody know me from years ago, I said, if you look to the story of Isra and Mi'raj, what happened? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has no anybody to help him. All the means has been cut. All the that disbeliever and non-believer is against him. The companion who embraces Islam is a few people, and the majority of poor. What it mean? Imagine now, you are a messenger, you are a prophet, you are giving a message, and you have no any support. How you feel? You feel down. All the finance, everything, all the means, all the people against you, everybody call you crazy, liar, this and that. It rings a bell. Anybody today, if you really start going and to have steps toward Allah, I promise you, if people do not call your names, something wrong with you. If people cannot call your names, something wrong with you. If people do not call you, something wrong with your head. You lost one school, or maybe many schools. You lost the antenna. You become so communicated. We have to take you to the doctor. These people affect you. If no people call you some names, something wrong with you. If people call you names, you are on the right track. This is the sunnah of Allah. Now, at this moment, when you have a hard time around, when nobody's listening to you, when everybody against you, what do you do? Let me tell you what Allah teaches us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our teacher. Now he's stuck. Now he has no way out. Now he's feeling down. All the support is gone. Now listen carefully now. What is Isra and Mi'raj? Isra and Mi'raj is a vacation from Allah. It's a special vacation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Muhammad, Ya my servant, Oh my Prophet, you want support? Come on, I show you who you belong to. Come on, I show you who you belong to. Come on, I show you who is the owner of the whole kingdom. Come on, I show you who's the Lord. Come on, I show you the power. Come on, I show you the one and only, the king of kings. Come on, I show you who am I, Ya Rasulullah. Meaning, I call it a journey not only to cool him down, a journey to let him say, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't even think about condition. You have the owner of condition with you, the owner of condition give you condition to go back to the owner of condition. Do you hear what I said? By this way, what happened to me? In any given time, if you know me many years ago, I said, the whole Ummah need Isra and Mi'raj to Allah. All of us, in individual level, in collective, in family, we know to do Isra and Mi'raj to Allah. What it means? I need to go back and discover who is my Lord, who is my Rabb, who is my Ilah, who is the door, who is the king of the king, who is the controller, who is the owner of everything. Who's the one, the owner of, and the ability of all the power? Is not the money? Is not the knowledge? Is not the situation? Is not the husband? Is not the wife? And this is why I say, you won't see somebody miserable? Look at his heart and find the person who's poor. Who has no iman? Because if you have iman, you have no misery. If you have iman, you always have happiness. If you have iman, you will never complain. If you have iman, Allah change condition. If Allah does not change condition, something wrong with your heart. Finish it. What Allah want? Go back to Allah. Cry to Allah and commit your heart to Allah. Discover who is your Lord. And cut all the means and all the faith of anybody except Allah. I see certain people for years and condition never change. The moment I look at the faces, I know exactly what's going on. They are so poor. Why? They are slave to everybody except Allah. They're waiting for human beings to help them, but they don't want help from Allah. They're so poor. And they're always in a state of begging. And the believer always in a state of begging to Allah. You want back? Beg Allah. You want complain? Complain to Allah. You want support? Support from Allah. This is the main message of Isra and Mi'raj. And also imagine, he's the only human being, he sees Jannah and he sees Hellfire. This one, after he came, he used to say, if you know what I know, and you see what I see, you will cry so much, and you will laugh so little. You understand me? But this is the message, and we will come and emphasize it in a very beautiful area when it comes, if Allah gives us tawfiq today. Now we go to Surah Al-Kahf, the cave. And Surah Al-Kahf, like all the surah, is Makkiyah. Now something unique about Surah Al-Kahf. Something very quick, unique about Surah Al-Kahf. What is the first thing unique about Surah Al-Kahf? Okay. I teach you a certain principle. If you follow it, you get the keys. What's the first key about the surah? Be specific. Okay. How to start? Alhamdulillah. You have to know, any chapter start with Alhamdulillah. How many chapters in the Quran start with Alhamdulillah? Okay, you have Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-An'am, Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Al-Saba, Surah Al-Fatiha. All of them start with Alhamdulillah. One chapter start with Alhamdulillah, meaning Allah will give you many things about His name. Now, if I read a chapter like that, how will you read it? I read it as a beggar. A beggar is sitting in the front of his owner, his queen, his creator, his master. One scholar, he said, the way you're sitting, reading Quran, this is how you receive. The way you're sitting, reading Quran, this is how you receive. For example, if I stand throughout the gap, and I go like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me a gift, what will happen? I receive gifts. You understand how it goes? If I go with the intention, oh Allah, this is a shelter of gift, give me some gift, ya Allah. Allah will give me gift. But if what I get? Nothing. And we will go through a couple of chapters now to tell you what's the difference. Again, this is not a session to go to stories and everything else. It's just a glimpse. The story in here is a mini story about the people of the cave. To go through it quick is some young people, they are a believer. They believe in Allah in a time nobody believed. What Allah talk about them? They run to the mercy of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them example until the day of judgment. The example of his signs, his miracle, his power for those who immigrate toward Allah, what Allah can do for them. If you're in the Surah Al-Kahf and will not increase your iman, something wrong with your heart. If you read the story of the people of the cave and do not increase your iman, your heart is dead. Take it from me. Because also, if you read the tafsir, these people was not a regular people. These people also, according to the majority of tafsir, was young people, but was madaman. Meaning was belong to the king or whatever ruler. They have the money, they have the status. But they left all that just because they do not want to believe in nobody except Allah. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us example. This one, with all respect to you, I see some of you go back and forth, session after session, tale after tale, book after book, and the face is misery, the heart is misery. Why? Because no changing between you and Allah. Nobody can give you anything. No session, no scholar can give you anything. The giver is Allah. We only helping each other to reach. By the way, after you listening, if you do not go ever, make an effort to reach, what you can do, what I can give you. I'm a poor, you poor. I'm a slave, you're a slave. I'm a needy, you're a needy. How a needy can give to a needy? How a slave can give to a slave? It doesn't work. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. Once you're waiting for a human being to help you, this is the ultimate brotherhood. But you show and you connect your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah slaves people to you. Allah slaves the whole earth to you, according to your slavery to Allah. Don't ever forget it. Okay, inshallah? Now, because we do not have too much time, like I tell you, Surah Al-Kahf started with Alhamdulillah. Praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to see you in verse 7. Himself, and he tells us this book to those who want to believe and to lead us to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the first passage now, verse number 7. Corresponding. Yes, just a second.
We have made whatever exists on the earth its adornment to test and try them and know who acts better.
Do you see? Very short, very precise. Very short, very precise. Now, if I read this and I do not get the message from Allah, what else I gain? Now, after I read this verse, can I look at you? Can I compare between what Allah gave me and what Allah gave you? Can I feel bad? Who driving my car and who's what? No. The whole thing is a trial. And I'm supposed to be in a status of thanking Allah. This is the whole message. And the best one among us, the best dealer between him and Allah. Finished. Very solemn, very precise. Now, let's go to 28.
Persevere with those who call on Allah morning and evening, seeking His magnificence. Do not turn your eyes away from them, seeking the splendors of this world, and do not follow Him whose hearts we have made oblivious to our remembrance, who follows His own lust and exceeds the bounds.
Do you see it or no? Do you see how the message now emphasized by itself? Allah give a story, and in the end of the story, a message. I'm just giving you messages. Okay? Now go to 46.
Wealth and children are only the gloss of this world, but good deeds that abide are better with Allah for recompense, and better for expectation.
Do you see how Allah messages is? Story, message, story, message, story, message. But the winner, the one Allah can allow you to see the message in the Quran. It's a message. Imagine if I'm a believer, I'm holding Quran, and I deny the message of Allah. What kind of person am I? Tell me. Is me in a state of slavery? No. I'm in a state of blindness. Now, once I read this, if I go now and my heart attached to anything else, meaning I disbelieve in this verse, I disbelieve in my Creator, I disbelieve in what His message is, and instead of being busy of doing good deed, busy about my own situation, this is the ultimate poverty taken from me. You will never see goodness and happiness unless you have that. Unless you have what? One more. Unless you have what? I teach you before. Unless you have what? One more. It's one of the keys of happiness. If you guys are not say Rida contentment. You won't be really happy and you won't be miserable? I will tell you right now. Who won't be happy? And who won't be miserable? Some people do not raise their hand, astaghfirullah. Now, one of the early scholars said, the fragrant in paradise and earth is exist. The fragrant of paradise and earth is exist. Whoever smell it, he will go to Jannah, paradise. Whoever cannot smell it, he cannot reach. Do you know what the fragrant of paradise and earth? Anybody knows a fragrant of paradise and earth? What is it? Wake up, Amish. The fragrant of paradise and earth. You guys just said it. It's rida, contentment. If you have contentment, this is the fragrant of paradise and earth. Whoever said it, meaning Allah is giving rida. Because rida, you will never have rida until or unless Allah gives you rida. And if Allah gives you rida, meaning He's pleased with you. And if Allah pleases with you, He puts you to Jannah. By this way, please go to your heart and check. If I have rida, I have contentment or no? Is my face smiling or upset? Is he looking to other and comparing or no?
is what we have on, and I have a problem. I'm thanking Allah, and I'm in a state of, you know, misery. If I have contentment, I am in Jannah. I'm in paradise. If I do not have contentment, I'm in hellfire. Finished. Take it from me. And I'm not loving you. Now let's go to 54.
We have explained in various ways all things to men in this Quran. But of all things, man is most contentious.
Do you see this or no? Imagine if I'm a Muslim and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me, everything you're looking for in this book. And we're coming in here and we still argue. Argue, and don't, and philosophize our life, philosophize our problem, use intellect, and we forget. Do we have a message first? Do we try first to see what Allah wants from us at this time? If I do not return my life to Allah, number one, how I can be saved? How I can understand? I cannot. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me, everything you're looking for is here. But we are loving together. We love to argue with each other. And actually today, may Allah forgive me, the majority of Muslims argue with Allah. Imagine if you argue with Allah, can you win? No way. Instead of saying, oh Allah, open for me and show me, you argue. Now go to 55, 56.
There is nothing to prevent men from believing when the guidance has come to them and asking for Allah's forgiveness unless they want the example of earlier people visited upon them or the punishment to appear right before their eyes. We never send apostles but to convey happy tidings and to warn. But those who disbelieve contend with false arguments to nullify the truth. They make a mockery of my revelation and of what they have been warned.
Go on to 59.
Who is more unjust than he who, on being reminded of Allah's revelation, turns away from them and forgets the evil deeds he has committed in the past? Verily, we have placed a covering on their heart so that they do not understand, and a deafness in their ears, so that however you may call them to guidance, they will never be guided aright. But Allah is forgiving, full of benevolence. If He had pleased to punish them for their doing, He would have punished them immediately. But a term is fixed for them, for which they find no escape. As for these habitations, we destroy them only when they transgress. Even so, we have fixed the time for their annihilation.
Let me be honest in front of Allah, something came in my heart last night. I said, do you know who you are? You that are listening to me now, you know who you are? You have been chosen by Allah to listen to the message. You have been chosen by Allah to listen to the warning and the guiding. You have been chosen by Allah to Allah open your eyes and ears and heart to receive the pure message by Allah. In the time the majority of Ummah is leaving dead. Our Ummah is dead. Enter and no enter. Because we forget the message. September will even come, and it go, and the whole Ummah go to sleep. And we forget, we can be wiped in no time. And at this moment, don't worry about who wiped you. Don't worry about somebody in you. Don't worry about somebody killing you. But you worry about one thing only. If you leave this life, you leave with Iman and Yaqeen. This all you worry about. At this moment, all you have to worry about it, building Iman and Yaqeen. When the situation comes, Allah will save you. Or if the situation does not come, you'll be going according to what Allah wants and do whatever you have to do. Who listened? By the word of Allah. Who will deny? By the word of Allah. Who will argue? By the word of Allah. Can he do anything? No. Because he said over and over again, if Allah veiled somebody, who Allah will veil them? The one gets the message and turn back and do not follow it. Who did that? Us. Us, the one who did it. Because who in earth has the message more than us? And after he gets the message, what you're doing, believe me, sometimes I want to scream. Because certain people I meet in my life, they hear the message over and over again, and they go and they make themselves a slave to a husband, to a wife, to a kid, or a situation. Don't do that. You pay the price high. You would be misery in this life, and you would be misery in the hereafter. Why? You have no Islam in your heart. Because if you have Islam in your heart, you worry about what Allah wants from you. Not what people want. Not what your husband wants. Not what your kids want. We are not in a very beautiful time. We are in a very radical time. Take it from me. Whoever saved himself is lucky. Whoever Allah allowed him to save others is more lucky. Whoever Allah accepts is the ultimate honor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those. Say Ameen. Write these verses down, the one I give you, and go back to them and read them slowly. Believe me, it will open your heart to a new chapter of your life and Quran. Now go to 65 to 70. And very slowly, sister, whatever.
Then they found one of our votaries.
One moment, forgive me. Before we do that, whoever writing down, write down the way to seek knowledge. Do you remember Musa alayhi salam? Musa alayhi salam was standing, giving a speech. When one man from Bani Israel, he said, who is the most knowledgeable person in earth? Musa alayhi salam, he knows, he's a prophet. He said, me. Right away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel, he didn't know who you are. Go to so and so. He's the most knowledgeable man. What does this teach us? Number one, to be humble and humility. You never know who has what. Even if you are a scholar of a scholar, you can meet somebody. And this somebody, Allah will allow you to learn something from him. He or she. Don't ever forget that. I learn a lot by sinner. Sinner teach me a lot. Because everything has a sign of Allah. But only if you look at it as a sign of Allah. But if you look as a critic with your mind, meaning you're arrogant, you're blind, you will never see any message. You have to be humble, and you have humble to people. And always seek Allah's message, Allah will show you. Don't ever forget that, please. Okay? Go ahead, sister.
Then they found one of our votaries, whom we had blessed and given knowledge from us. Moses said to him, may I attend upon you, that you may instruct me in the knowledge you have been taught of the right way? He said, you will not be able to bear with me. How can you bear that which is beyond your comprehension? You will find me patient if Allah wills, said Moses, and I will not disobey you in anything. If you must follow me, he said, do not ask me anything until I speak of it to you myself.
Do you remember anybody come close to me? Until you seek knowledge, be quiet. Seek knowledge, be quiet. Why? Because once you seek knowledge, knowledge will not manifest inside of you. Knowledge will take time until you know and comprehend the wisdom of the knowledge. And even if somebody can't explain it, you cannot explain it. Because Allah opened for whom you want, in the plan He wants, in the way He wants. By this way, if you seek knowledge and keep it inside, do not argue with it, and be patient, little by little, Allah will reveal it inside of you. It's not Brother Ahmed, it's not a human being on earth can give you the wisdom of knowledge, only by the will of Allah. Don't ever forget that. I have a story to show you, because today, even among the learned people and the biggest scholar in Ummah, they do a lot of mischief, may Allah forgive them. Do you remember the story of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam revealed to him the last verse, do you remember? Do you remember the story? It's two verses. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. سورة النصر. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. Now, when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم recited these verses, wonder what happened. All the Muslims, 125,000, was happy and they put the sword up and it's Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And one only person, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he fell down crying and weeping. When the gathering is finished, Umar radiallahu anhu went to him. He said, what happened to you? You cry in the moment of happiness of the whole Ummah? He said, Ya Umar, if something go up and reach the top, what it mean? It has to go down. At this time, Umar took Abu Bakr from his clothing and he said, don't say it! Don't say it! Abu Bakr understood it. The time coming and Rasulullah has to leave the Rasul. But how many people understood it? Only one. Who teach him? Where he get it from? Today, every time somebody talk, what is your dalil? Give me dalil! Give me evidence! And you don't even have any books in your house. You have any scholar in your life. You never been educated by anybody, but big time for nothing. Where is the dalil of Abu Bakr? Tell me, who educated Abu Bakr? Who gave him the depth of understanding? Allah. Can Allah give? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving, is unlimited, is untouchable, and unstoppable. Nobody can stop what Allah can give. Allah can give each one of us different understanding and different knowledge. And don't underestimate who you are. You are a Muslim. Allah give you according to your own Islam and your relationship with Allah. You understand what I mean? You can say the Quran and read verses and all of a sudden these verses, it has a unique understanding you never even heard about. But doesn't mean a lot of speakers is really as he hear them. They have a lack of understanding and not where it's coming from. Because whatever you understand, it has to be according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. I heard a lot of mass today in the Ummah. May Allah forgive us. Respect whom Allah chooses. And the main concept in here is patience, humble and humility. What about companionship? Did you see how Musa will gain knowledge? Just go for a second session? No. Real knowledge coming with companionship. This is not knowledge. This is a reminder. This is a wake-up call. Real knowledge, when you accompany somebody and things happen in his life or her life, now he sees the knowledge. And this is why the early people, like some people, the enemy of Islam, they take a story of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. just a few years before he died. He called Ali radiallahu anhu and he asked him, send me your daughter. I won't see her to marry her. And his daughter was like 11, 12 years old. Why Omar won't marry her? Is Omar won't marry her because he's into girls? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. These people have a high agenda in their heart. He was just one to touch one of the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seat. He won't be with them. I tell you today, young girls, how many of you try to reach and marry somebody with good quality? How many of you have agenda, I want to marry somebody who has a good seat? How many of you think about who will sleep next to me and who's my son or my daughter will be? Tell me, is it any right agenda? Look at the difference of their understanding and our understanding. How you accompany somebody good, male or female? Think before storing. Maybe one of this advice can change your life. One to one to 110.
Whose eyes were veiled against my warning, and they could not hear? Do the unbelievers think they can make my own creatures their protectors against me? We have prepared hell for the hospitality of infidels. Say, shall I tell you whose labor will be wasted? Theirs whose effort is misspent, is pursuit of the pleasures of the world, even though they think they are doing good things. They are those who reject the signs of Allah and the meeting with Him, so their good deeds will be fruitless, and on the day of judgment, we shall not appoint any way for them. Their acquittal will be hell, because they disbelieved and mocked my signs and messenger. But surely those who believe and do the right will have gardens of paradise as gifts, where they will abide forever, never wanting a change. Say, if the ocean turned to ink for writing down the colloquy of Allah, the ocean itself would be exhausted, ere the words and wonders of Allah come to end, even if we brought another like it for replenishment. Say, I am only a man like you, but it has been communicated to me that Allah is one and single Allah. And whatsoever hopes to meet Allah should do what is right and not associate anyone in the worship of Allah.
Look at this verse. What is the ultimate and ending message? This is the ending message. The ending message in here containing many basic messages. Number one, heaven. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't follow those whose eyes are veiled from my message and they cannot hear what I'm telling them. And after that, don't be associated with those who disbelieve and take them as a partner or as a supporter. Do you see the messages? And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give a very, very strong message. Those will be the one in fire. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us a question, in a state of a questioning. But if Allah give me a question, is really waiting for answer from me? No. If Allah give you a verse instead of questioning, meaning He tell you, stop it. I'm warning you, stop it. I'm giving you a question mark. What is a question mark? Say, who's the most disgraced action in earth? Who's the most loser? Those who see enjoying life and they did not believe in meeting Allah. This is a bottom line. I'm just giving you meanings. By the way, the next following five verses, if you want to wake up in any time of night, these are verses you do for waking. If you read this before you go to sleep, at the set of time, with the truest intention, with Iman, you will wake up identical at this time. What happened if I use it and didn't work? What it mean? Anybody know? The heart has no communication. The tongue has communication, but the heart has no communication. What it mean? Something wrong with the heart. And also Surah Al-Kahf, the first five verses. Okay? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites, okay, he will be protected from the fitna of the Dajjal. Yes. And it's recommended to recite it every Jum'ah. And whoever recites it every Jum'ah, he will have a light from the earth and the sky. Look how much we are missing. I'm not going to go through it because I'm hard coming in here for a job. If we want to go to details, when the time coming, we go to a lot of details. Just as a reminder. It's not a tafsir, it's not a Quranic class, it's just a reminder. I call it in my life, I call it the jewels and burrs of Quran. I call it the stars and the key of the Quran. I call it the messages of Allah. I call it the awareness, the awareness. I call it that the school can lead you to understand Quran by the will of Allah, inshaAllah. And in here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, those who do good deeds, be ready for the highest level of Jannah, the Firdaus al-A'la. And after that, Allah explained to us about His word, about His knowledge. Do you see it? This particular verse is so powerful. You can use it for many things. If you have a calamity, if you're stuck in something, if you're stuck about something you're not sure about it, something in your life you want to do but you're not sure, recite these verses with the intention to Allah open for you. And after that, ask Allah, Allah, give me from your knowledge. Give me, Allah, guide me. Imagine if you call everybody but you're not calling Allah. If you're seeking everybody help but you're not seeking Allah. If you're connecting your heart to everybody but you're not connecting your heart to Allah, how you give? How? By this way, you see how Allah ends up Surah Al-Kahf? You see the beginning and the end? This verse, last verse, believe me, if you have a doubt of Iman, it changes your heart. It changes your life completely, if you have a doubt of Iman. If you have a doubt of Iman, it will change your life completely. What is it? Take even the last half of the last verse. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا بِطَاعَةَ رَبِّهِ. Who want to meet His Lord? Who want to meet His Lord? And what kind of a meeting? Honest to Allah, ask yourself. Believe me, I'm sitting now and talking like that, but I wish to scream. I wish to scream because we are criminal. We are criminal against ourselves first. Do you think about meeting Allah? When you do anything, you think about meeting Allah? Do you think about pleasing Allah? How many of us think about pleasing Allah? MashaAllah. It's very powerful, Allah. If you sit and try to please Allah, it's so powerful. It will give you things nobody can even imagine. And after that, Allah said, whoever wants to meet me, do good deed. And don't meet me with a state of what? Shirk. Please take it from me. Today, honest to Allah, I'm telling you, if I meet a Muslim who has no shirk, it's really one making 100 million. It's really scary. We're full of shirk. Our heart full of shirk. Shirk of love, shirk of fear, shirk of support, shirk of everything. Sins is not a big deal. But shirk is a big deal. Number one claims the shirk in Iraq. Don't be a worshiper of everybody except Allah. This number one. Without this one, you cannot go anywhere. You have to purify your heart to Allah. And it has nothing to do with young and old. Wallahi, it has nothing to do with young and old. It has to do with purity. Don't be slave to your kids. Don't be slave to your husband and wife. Be slave only to Allah before it's too late. Because if you die, none of them will help you. None of them will help you. Don't stop. The majority of us stuck so bad, and the price is so severe. Now, because the time is short, let's go to Surah Maryam. Surah Maryam, it has many things in my life. Surah Maryam has many things in my life. And according to some unknown scholar I met in my life, Surah Maryam has many secrets. Surah Maryam has many secrets. And the secret of Surah Maryam has many opening. Anybody know why that makes me happy? One word. Don't look at me, look at this word, Maryam, you might find something. It is located, I'm not going to say it. What it mean? Be specific. Be specific. Look at how it starts. Do you know if you recite verse 1 and 2? If you recite verse 1 and 2 with a need, Allah fulfill your need, inshallah. Why? This is not located in any book. This understanding I gathered from different scholars of my life. What they say? They say, Wallahu A'lam. Allah knows best. Different surah has different sign and different keys of different wisdom and different goodness and different mercy from Allah. This chapter, if you read it, look at how it starts.
He finds Maryam alayhi salam has food.
That's fruit. Not from the season, not from the liquation, not from the region. How she get food like that? Who bring it to her? He asked her, Allah, where you get this from? She said, who in Hindi? It's from Allah. Ya Zulman Yashaf Ibrahim said, he provided to whom he want in the way he want, without any cause. Believe me, wallah, I won't leave right now. Wallah, I won't leave right now. Because may Allah forgive me. I see us, we are full of misery in our faces. You know why? Because we have no iman and yaqeen. We do not believe in Allah. We do not believe in Allah. If you believe in Allah, your life will never be the same. If you have yaqeen in Allah, your life will never be the same. If you contend with Allah, your life will never be the same. Never. Do you know what Zakaria did? And he's a prophet. He said in himself, if Maryam can get this food, and she said to Rashid, what about me? Let me call Allah. If you read Surah Al-Imran, and Surah Al-Imran is a verse so beautiful. Do you know what Allah said? هُنَالِكَ وَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. At this moment, Zakaria called Allah. One of the early scholars, he said, at this moment, Zakaria calling Allah without no doubt of Allah. Zakaria called Allah at this moment with 100% faith in Allah. And Allah has a formula. Allah has a formula. The moment you call Allah, without no doubt of Allah, at this moment your dua is accepted. The moment you call Allah, with no doubt of Allah, at this moment your dua is accepted. What's the problem with our dua? Our belly full of haram. Our hand is poor. Our face is miserable. Our heart is empty. And after that we make dua, it doesn't work. My tongue has to be clean. My stomach has to be free from haram. Not anything of good. And heart has to have full of iman and yaqeen. And my hand has to raise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a complete conviction. Allah is a door. And this moment only, Allah will accept your prayer. Because now you're really a believer. And Allah promised, whoever called me as a believer, I answer his dua. If you have any need, but don't need something stupid, don't need something dumb, don't ask for a refrigerator, or a new stove, or a new sneakers, or something stupid, no. Ask for guidance, for mercy, for love, for connection, for the pleasure of Allah to accept you. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained his condition. His condition is completely, you know, against all the odds, against everything. This does not exist with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the rule. We not the owner of the rule. Ruler condition for us, not for Allah. And at this moment, right away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him the message. If you read this, it will give you iman and yaqeen. If it doesn't give you iman and yaqeen, go bury yourself alive. I'm serious. A man so old, his wife is so old. Why Allah gave it as an example? Is only it happened to Zakaria? No. Allah said, look at my example of my servant Zakaria. He called me Nida'a al-Khafiyya. Do you know what it means, Nida'a al-Khafiyya? Some scholars said the word Nida'a al-Khafiyya meaning here, he made a dua with his heart, not with his tongue. He was so shy even to say it. But how he said it? And today we talk, so and so, I need this, I cannot pay my rent, and so, I have this problem, and so, he did this to me, and so, and you keep going one by one. And you keep going by one by one. This is the ultimate misery. This is the ultimate poverty. Do you know I know people for 18 years, 18 years, their face is the same and worst. Their life is the same and worse. If your life like that, you have to know for a fact, it is your heart. Don't blame nobody except yourself. Take it from me. You want to complain? Complain to Allah. And complain to the is not to complain. Oh Allah, why you do this to me? Why is me? Why? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not different from me. Oh Allah, I'm your servant, Ya Allah. I'm your aunt, Ya Allah. I'm a sinner, Ya Allah. I'm weak, Ya Allah. I do not deserve anything, Ya Allah. But you're generous, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, deal with me the way you are generous, and don't deal with me according to my sins and weakness. Oh Allah, look at me with your beautiful face, and kindly with your generosity, Ya Allah. Be kind to me, Ya Allah. I want to give your generosity, Ya Allah. I believe in you and your generosity, Ya Allah. Do you know Sahib al-Fadl al-Azim? Allah Sahib al-Fadl al-Azim. Tafaddal alayhi, Ya Allah. Give me fadl from you, Ya Allah. Tafaddal alayhi, Ya Allah. Be kind with me, Ya Allah. Be generous with me, Ya Allah. Open for me, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, I do not deserve it, Ya Allah. You are the Hanan Manan, Ya Allah. You are the Wadud, Ya Allah. You are the Jameed, Ya Allah. You are the Kareem, Ya Allah. You are Akram al-Kameen, Ya Allah. And this so powerful, even if you do not even pronounce it by your tongue, but you have it in your heart, and you have complete conviction, Allah is hearing you, Allah is Kareem. At this moment, Allah will give you. What happens if people meet me? And I have all their problem. They should not see anything in my face. My face should be smiling. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You have any problem? No, I have no problem. Do you have a need? I have no need. All my need return to Allah. At this moment, Allah fulfill my need. Even if I need anything, any need, any desire, anything, oh Allah, you know my need. You Allah will care about my need. Allah will take care about you. I promise you. But if you are in a state of slavery, a state of awliya, the main thing is to be abd. And nobody knows your condition except Allah. Nobody except knows your condition except Allah. At this moment, you will see what Allah will do for you. Now, verses start to 59. But before we go to 59, I have another message for you. If you go to verse 23, 24, 25. 23, 24, 25. Now, 24 and 25 is a very important point. A lot of people misunderstand it today in the Ummah. Only a bunch of scholars of the early time. 24 or 25. Now, the 24 and 25, if you read it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially 25, he said to her, now she's in labor, now a woman in the middle of labor, next to a date trees. Any of you know about date trees? Anybody ever see date trees? Or liver? Okay. I will tell you one thing about date trees. I saw when I was young, maybe 6, 7 years old, a huge truck loaded He swam, he missed a road, he hit a dead tree. Wonder what happened to the dead tree. It's broken? It's broken? No, dead tree do not grow. What happened to the truck? Was smashed, twisted, and turned all over. And the whole problem is the dead tree lost a lot of dates because of a big shake. Can you shake a dead tree? Can you shake a dead tree?
No.
Please, can you? No way. No way you can shake a dead tree. And I tell you now, pick up any tafsir of the early scholar of today. They tell you, you have to take of asbab. You have to do. Allah commanded Maryam to shake the dead tree. Did you not read it? Maryam is woman. Yes, Allah told her, busy. Allah told her, shake the dead tree. The dates will come down. The early scholars, the real one, what they said, a woman cannot shake the tree. It is the will of Allah. It's the will of Allah, the dead tree will come down. But actually, one scholar I heard in my life, what he said. He said, Maryam alayhi salam used to have food from Jannah, straight. Straight coming from Jannah, without nothing. Until one mistake Maryam did. Anybody know what the time mistake Maryam did? You remember when the angel showed up, what she said to the angel? She asked him, how? When she asked him how, she forget the complete faith in Allah. By this way, she used her mind from women. She used her mind from women before she had no mind. Before she believed in Allah directly. Now because of the situation, her heart shaked a little bit. And she just asked question. He said, with this question, no more food from Jannah. Was only tiny question, food of Jannah. Because now you're using your mind. And now you have to change the dead tree. And even, I'm telling you, you cannot be a pious woman, whatever powerful woman, weightlifter, you cannot shake a dead tree. Small or big, you cannot. I challenge you if you go and shake a dead tree. If 3-4 people shake a dead tree, no way. If 5 people shake, no way. But what is the message here? We read, we try to translate. Listen carefully. Allah told her, a woman alone, sitting next to the deep barrier of the trunk, which is no way you can shake. Imagine you're sitting next to a dead tree, and you do like this, and the dead tree will shake. People forget, it is the ultimate power of Allah. He said, I just do something. I will bring the rotab for you, not anyone. I will bring you the right one for you. This is not from me, this is from Quran now. Because rotab is not a regular one. Rotab in Arabic meaning the one is moist. The one is already completely right. Allah to shake, it will come. Is Allah know the power of money? What is the message for us? You see, you have to think. What is the message? Maryam before, she said, Allah provide for me in nowhere. How come now, in the middle of weakness, and he tell her, now we have to shake? Because if you go 2 or 3 verses before that, when the angel come, she said, how? Would how change the whole condition of Iman and Yaqeen? And today what we do? We become a slave to how, and we forget the power of Allah. Do you see how it goes? Please don't ever forget that. Your poverty according to your mind, and your richness and your quality according to your iman and yaqeen. The more Allah will open for you. The more property you have, the more technical you are. What happened to the ummah? They so technical, and they forget who they dealing with. Even our speeches become technical, empty. We have to do. Where's Allah? Is that there? Okay, Allah, can you go? Show me how good you are. Don't ever forget that. Read it slowly, and you will get it. And if you want to read me more, go to any day three, small or big. Take 10 people with you, take 100 people with you. Try to shake it, and show me how good you are. I saw it by my bare eyes. A truck, trailer, double even truck, is completely swinging, and some dates came. I said, Allahu Akbar. Is Maryam alayhi salam in the power of almost 500 horsepower truck running in almost 100 miles per hour with heavy load, and the tree even did not shake. It shaped but did not bend. This day three. Day three is deep. And actually day trees of Jerusalem area is short, chubby, and the trunk is so thick. This one, forget it. Maybe the big one, you can shake it with a truck. But the short one, you cannot shake it with a truck or no truck. You have to go and cut it. Think. Why Allah can ask that? Now go to 59.
Meaning you get something is not belong to you.
But with inheritance, if something is not belong to you, if something belongs to somebody else. Is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to Israel in Araj, he saw engine building palaces. And another engine taking the palaces and moving. And he said, yeah, Jibreel. Oh my brother Jibreel, I see something I would like to comprehend. What is that? He said, no one of the son of Adam created without half his own Jannah. If he disbelieves and he doesn't do good deed, Allah switched it to those who do. Do you understand me? From the time I only know that, I always meet people and say, do you know every day you marry and every day you divorce? Every day you build it and every day you destroy it. If you please Allah, you gain. If any day you go by and you do not please Allah, you lose. And who gained it? Somebody else. I was giving somebody down, and the person gets so angry and they become so stubborn. I said, I'm going to tell you something. Don't worry about it. You do not believe in me. Hereafter, don't worry about it. You don't believe in paradise, don't worry about it. You don't believe in hellfire, don't worry about it. But I promise you one thing. I'll give you the message, I will take your paradise, and I will give you my hellfire. Because the moment you do your job, Allah will switch you, inshaAllah. Allah will make you inherit what you do not, those who do not, you know, believe and do not listen. This is scary. If I'm a Muslim and I believe in Allah, I worry about the dollar or I worry about the unseen? I worry about Jannah or I worry about $10-$15? If I'm really honest, which one I worry about? Don't ever forget that. Now go to 71-72.
There is not one among you who will not reach it. Allah has made this incumbent on himself. We shall deliver those who took heed for themselves and leave the evildoers kneeling there.
This, believe it or not, it makes a lot of scholar, a lot of pious people, even Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, feel down. وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. Do you know what Allah talking about in verse 71? He talk about in fire. Everybody has to go. And after that, Allah save whom you want. Is this not scary? Now we hear only one message. If everybody has to go to hellfire, and Allah save whom he want. Now I should ask myself only one question. Is me pleasing Allah by the way Allah will save me? Is me trying to get closer to Allah by the way I will be among those Allah will save? Why Allah will save me? Because if you look later on, I will show you. Is many verse of Quran, especially Surah Yunus and Hud, about those Allah would save them. Certain quality, certain action. If you do such and such, I will save you. Can I go to sleep and Allah will save me? May Allah forgive me. By this way, it's not a shocking matter. It's a serious message. I should ask myself at this moment, is me among those who Allah will save him? Oh, Allah save me. Is me doing that? And if I believe so, is this will not make me humble? Is this will not change my voice? It make me soft? Think, it's a message. Now go to 74, 75, 76.
How many generations that have far more wealth and ostentation have we laid low before them? Say Ar-Rahman, extend the life of those who are astray until they come to realize what had been promised them was either physical affliction or the terror of resurrection. Then will they know who is worse in position and who is weak in supporter. Allah gives greater guidance to those who are guided, and good deeds that endure are better with Allah for reward and better for consequence.
Did you see the message? Again, this for whom has a life are. If your heart is dead, you will not get it. If your heart is alive, you will hear it. Again, the message is very simple. Don't make anybody powerful. Everybody is weak. Allah is a powerful. And don't look to those who have more dunya than you, have more material than you. In the past or now, it's not a topic. The topic is who do good deed and get closer to Allah most. This is the main message. Now go to 96 and 98.
Surely Ar-Rahman will show love for those who believe and do the right. How many generations have we laid low before them? Do you see any sign of them or hear the least whisper of them?
What do you think how Allah ended? Do you want in the day of judgment to be among those who Allah loves? Or if you go to verses like, for example, 83, 84, you see how Allah said the disbeliever, Allah will disgrace them to hellfire. Which one you prefer? And Allah ended so beautifully, like a very beautiful message. Look to all the people before you and all generation before you. Did you hear anybody? Is anybody moving? Is this not scary? And after that, we believe, we pray, what he can do. And Allah tell you, they finished. It's a very beautiful, strong message, believe me. Allah said, we destroyed them. And nobody even moving. In reality, give me something, action, reflecting on this verse in reality. Something we just spoke about today, two or three times. Go ahead. That's it. Allah iftah alayk. You know what I mean? Who I marry? Who is my husband? What is his roots? Who's my wife? What is her roots? Because there's a soil. There's a soil. And after that, we look at our head and say, oh, Allah. Why? Because of our soil. And nothing you can do except make istighfar and make tawbah and just cry to Allah. And believe me, once you understand Islam, you can look at your kids and know exactly what's going on. Some look at you, some look like the father, some look like the grandparents. And after that, ask yourself, what does my father have? What does my mother have? Is they honest people? They generous? They have quality. Now, you remember what we said about the Mecca Surah? Allah gives messages at the beginning. He gives stories, messenger and prophet, one after another. And in the end, Allah gives us a summary. What Allah did to them. Okay? And what's the message from Allah? And after that, if you go to 110 to 117, 111 to 117, now this is the beginning of the message to us. Meaning the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine if I'm reading this verse, what it will do to me? How it should do to me? Is this should not make me more humble? It makes the whole life what contains nothing. Very soon I will be there. Why are we miserable? Why are we upset? Why are we worried? I should worry about only one thing, my relationship with Allah. I should worry about one thing, if Allah pleases me. If I worry about one thing, if Allah look at me and happy with me, it's all I worry about. What's happening is a trial. What's happening is a trial. Don't forget it. And in the middle of the trial, Allah wants to know who is belong to Him. That's it. And now we go to Surah Ta'a. In Surah Ta'a, write this down. 1 through 16. 1 through 16 is the message of all the messages. And by the way, Surah Ta'a again, it happened in a time when Rasulullah has hardship, a lot of hardship. Read it silent, 1:16 quick. You done? This 1 through 16, it has a story in my life. And 1 through 16, I believe, if you get this message from 1 through 16, is one of the messages in the Quran is enough for you. 100% enough. 100% enough. From 1 through 16, containing all the messages you think you needed in your life. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجمعوا بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم كفوا إني آنست نارا فقال لأهلهم كفوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى فلما آتاها تجزى كل نفس بما تسعى فلا تصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فضلا. صدق الله العظيم. And here is many, many beautiful messages. O Ya Muhammad, O Ya Rasulullah, Taha, I did not reveal Quran to you to be in hardship. Don't feel bad. It is only a reminder to whom who fear me. Reveal from you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the owner of the heaven and earth, Ar-Rahman wa ala al-Arash istawa. He owned what in the earth and what in the sky, and what is between and what underneath the earth. If I do this, what else left? I'm owned. I'm not a pure, I'm not belong to myself. I'm part of the kingdom. What should be to me? And if you told narrow or hidden, I know what you have. Just give us Iman. Today we do not teach our kids Iman. We do not teach them Iman. We make them hypocrite. I bear our witness to Allah. Our teaching is wrong. Our teaching is wrong. We teach them to be a liar and hypocrite. This is not a teaching. You have to teach them to be a Muslim. Not running after them. And you think you teach them. No, this is not a teaching. Meaning you are a failure. If you are a teacher, your son or a daughter will do behind you. Will do for Allah. Because Allah is the one who sees the unknown and known, the seen and the absence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizing, Allah la ilaha illa hu. Allah is the only one. He owns the most beautiful name of Allah. Again, what is the message? And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh, by the way, did I not tell you about Musa? When he was in a valley, inside the desert, the blessing valley, and I call him when he sees the fire, O Ya Musa, I'm your Lord. And I choose you, listen to me carefully. I'm Allah, I'm the only one. La ilaha illa ana, nobody except me. Worship me, Ya Musa. أقم الصلاة للذكر. Make salah to remember me. Now what we do? Read salah. I read salah now. And our salah is not a remembering of Allah. Huge difference between making salah and let's get rid of salah. Huge difference. If me and my children learn how to get rid of salah, is this a remembering of Allah? What I'm teaching them. I'm happy just to get rid of it. No. فَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Make salah to remember me, to glory me, to praise me. The companion came to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, so and so is embrace Islam, but he cannot make salah. He said, oh, no. He found out he's a very old man. Very old man. He said, what are you doing? He said, I said, Allahu Akbar. He said, after that, what are you doing? He said, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. And when he made this rukua, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. And when he made sujood, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. He said, leave him. What is salah? It's glory to Allah, to remember Allah, to praise Allah. Why? He was an old man. He cannot talk. He did not say, Astaghfirullah al-Azim, you have no surah al-Fatiha, you have no this, you have no that. Why? Some old people, you cannot teach them too much. What do you do? Let's remember Allah. Allah will take care of us then. Be mercy. Allah will be merciful to you. Aqim al-salat al-dhikri. Get up. Make salat to remember me. And what's the following message? Actually, the following is the first message was Fa'bud me. Worship me, Ya Musa. Worship me. And make salat for me. The day of judgment is coming. Don't follow those. Don't follow those who do not believe in the day of judgment and they make you strong. Don't follow them. I'm hiding the day of judgment to see who is the one and who is on the strong. This is the main message. Is this not enough for us? Do you know he called him and he said, Inni ana rabbuka. Believe me, every time I say it, even my body is shivering. Imagine Musa alayhi salam standing and he said, Inni ana rabbuka. Fakhda ala alayhi. Innaka bilwadi al-muqaddas tuma. I am your Lord. Take your shoes off. You're in a blessed valley of mine. What is the message? The Quran is not a hardship. The Quran is a mercy from Allah. Allah took us. He arrived us by His most grateful name, Allah. How many of us know it? How many of us call Him with it? How many of us have it in the heart, not in the tongue? How many of you, when I see you, I see the most grateful name of Allah in you? How? Do you know, after that, immediately, Allah gave us the story of Musa and the stick of wood. Why Allah gave us a story? We do not get it. What a stick of wood will do? This is a stick of wood, the famous one. The one to open the sea. Is the stick of wood open the sea? No. Is the stick of wood have the power? No. It's Allah. It's a weak report. But it's a report. Is when Musa alayhi salam opened the sea by the power of Allah, by hitting the sea, and he crossed him and Bani Israel, water what happened. He looked behind him, he found Pharaoh coming, and the water was him. Wonder what happened. He forgot, he hit the sea, nothing happened. He forgot it's not the word, it's the command of Allah, the belief of Allah. Is not the magic book. The power in the heart of you, the moment you believe. Believe me, we are miserable. You know why? Because we forget that sweetness of Iman. Once you taste in the sweetness of Iman, no man, no woman, no car, no money, no houses, no nothing. It will bother you. The only thing that bothers you, what is it? When you feel this sweetness is gone. This is the time you have a problem. If you see this sweetness is decreasing, you have a problem. And you will hate it. You hate to take this sweetness and more away from you. And if you get it, you will want more and more. And this you cannot get it until you are with Allah. For Allah. And nobody else bothers you. What about all condition? Do you think it will be rosy? No! You will have all kinds of calamity, but it will not bother you because your heart is Allah. And Allah at this morning will show you nothing is worth it. You are with me. Don't worry about it. No jinn, no shayateen, no people, no kids, no money, no husband, no wife. Nothing bother you. Up and down is equal. Because what's up and down? Health or no health? is nothing. I'm belong to Allah. I have Allah in my heart. I have Wadud, Al-Haddad al-Mandan, Akram al-Akrameen. I'm calling him. And once I'm calling him, he's calling me. I remember him, he remember me. What else I want? You call me or you do not call me, I don't care. Sometimes I go to people and cry. Why are you crying? So and so don't call me. So and so don't call me. So and so don't care about me. Are you dumb? Who cares about that? You should worry about, are you calling Allah or not? If Allah is calling you or not, this is what you should worry about. You see, it's living. And Allah disgraced us with what we know was left to. Watch today all the Ibn people. Watch the whole Ummah. Our main parents, where they are? They are my wife. We are my wife of them. We are giving them their rights. The whole Ummah, we are in big trouble living with our own parents. Why? I see something else. Because they worship us. Allah is praising them with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make me disgrace my own children. It's up to you what you want. Because it's a calamity. Inshallah, I wish to continue. The following verse, one, believe it or not, is verse 55. Actually, write it down. This is the same verse we said when we bury the dead. Why Allah wants us to remember His verse? مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ. From the earth we create you. وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ. And toward it you're going back. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ طَارَةً أُخْرَى. And from it I bring you back. Who am I? A piece of dust going to the dust, coming back from it. And I'm trying to make a big shot. And I'm making myself miserable, miserable for that. I'm leaving very soon. Can I take anything with me? No. The only thing I'm taking with me, if I have Allah in my heart. This was a scholar, not a scholar actually, he was a pious man. He used, people learn from him only five words. Five words. But listen to the five words he used to live with. He said, my happiness in five. My happiness in five. This man, his happiness was five. What is it? He said, La ilaha illallah, akhlu biha wahdi. Do you know what I mean? La ilaha illallah, I spend my time with it. La ilaha illallah, afni biha amri. La ilaha illallah, I spend my life for it. La ilaha illallah, yughfar biha dhanbi. La ilaha illallah, Allah forgive me with it. لا إله إلا الله أدخل بها قبري لا إله إلا الله I enter my grave with it لا إله إلا الله أبقى بها ربي لا إله إلا الله I meet my Lord with it. This is happiness. You see the five happiness he has? Wonder what happened if I do not have La ilaha illallah. I have misery. And the moment I have La ilaha illallah honest, I have no problem. Finished. My problem is gone. The only one has no problem is a believer. Only one. Only one in the whole earth has no problem is a believer. And only the believer. If you do not believe me, go to Riyad al-Salihin and read the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he said, the life of the believer is amazing. And only the believer. If he has a calamity, he thanks. And his patient is good for him. And if Allah gives him goodness, he's happy and thank Allah and be patient is good for him. And only to the believer, his life is all good. Only the believer. Every time look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, is me happy or no? Is me content and no? And why? What are we about? I do not know if we have time or not. 71. Actually, you can write it down also. 71 to 76. When Pharaoh warning Bani Israel, I will cut your legs, I will do this, I will rape you, I will torture you, I will kill your houses. This is what the whole verse is all about. When the believer said, we are people who believe in Allah. Allah will forgive our sins. And we will not worry about what you oppress us with or what you're doing to us. What we worry about it, we do not want to be oppressor and go to Jahannam. This is what we worry about. We want to meet Allah as a believer. This was the whole message all about. Now at this time, because we are having very short time, we want to close it with two verses, 81-82. 81-82. Go to 81-82, inshallah, 81-82.
And said, even the good things we have given you for food, and do not exceed the bounds of law in this, or my wrath will surely fall upon you. And he who incurs my wrath will fall into the abyss. Yet I am gracious to him who repents and believes and does the right and follows the straight path.
Do you see the message? It is to not comply to us. Eat, enjoy, but don't oppress yourself and don't oppress others. And don't forget the message. And otherwise, Allah will disgrace you with what you have. And this is what happened to us. If we're still alive, we will continue in September, inshallah. Sister Famina Qureshi can set the time and date. And do yourself a favor. I said to all those people, do you think people in the street would be equal to us in the eye of Allah after you heard what you heard? Do you think people who cannot hear equal to the people who hear? Do you think if Allah allowed you to hear that, what it mean? I have a better duty. Allah now He chose me. He allowed me to hear. Now after Allah allowed me to hear, what I'm going to do with it? If me, after the school started, go and be slave to school, and I have no time, or because of college? How many of you honest to Allah committed to continue the journey? Honest to Allah. The rest were not committed? Okay, don't forget this has to be with your heart. All I can tell you, mother or young or old or a wife, whatever. You want to know who you are? See how much you do. You want to know who you are? See how consistent you are in your life. I know some of you come and go like ghosts. Once every blue moon. This is not good. It's not good. You'll be a loser, big loser. Because if you value something, you're stuck with it. If you value something, you're not tied to it. If you value something, you try to gain from it. And honest to Allah, all of you have enough books, enough material to contemplate and think and digest what happened. Don't lose your time. remember Allah, good is the most beautiful name of Allah, read them, try to grow Allah with them. If you have a problem, call Him. Your heart is drifting, call Him. And always don't let anybody know except only one sentence from you. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Take it from me. Anybody ask him, how are you doing? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. How is your husband? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. How is your kids? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Whatever, what calamity, don't talk about it. Even if you want this mother, your husband, or your wife, don't worry about it. Leave it between you and Allah. But nobody should know. Nobody should read your face except a Muslim content and be pleased with Allah. This is all you need. Unless you have a real problem or serious problem and you want us, a learned person or a scholar, Islamically, this is allowed and advisable. But not all sisters should know. Only one person should know your problem. You seek the advice with the intention, oh, I have this problem, what I have to do. Islamically, what you advise me to do? This is actually mandatory. And otherwise, you follow your desire. Is this understood, inshaAllah? If by the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save a life, please, inshaAllah, I want from you, try to test yourself. Read the rest of the Quran Makki and write down the notes. Yes, inshaAllah. Forgive us because we prepare for the next camp. And we go next week, inshaAllah. Make dua for all of us. Is anybody changing his mind and want to come with us? Okay. Because I do not believe once is the last woman, you know. Because I do not want to push yourself. And anybody has to come from his heart. Not mommy and daddy. It doesn't work. Any question, any concern?